Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here. The Gospel of Mark is one of my favorite books in the Bible. And in this short lesson, my objective is to present God's purpose for you in the Gospel of Mark. I have a little outline on the whiteboard, and I'll seek to follow that outline, and I hope it's helpful for you. The Gospel of Mark is in 16 chapters, and chapter 8 is approximately in the center of the Gospel of Mark. And in the middle of chapter 8, we find an extraordinary miracle. It's given to us in verses 22 through 26. Let me read it for you. "And they came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to Jesus, and implored him to touch him. Taking the blind man by the hand, they brought him out of the village, and after spitting on his eyes and laying his hands on him, he asked him, 'Do you see anything?' And he looked up and said, 'I see men, for I see them like trees walking around.' Then again he laid his hands on his eyes, and he looked intently and was restored and began to see everything clearly. And he sent him to his home, saying, 'Do not even enter the village.'" This is a miracle unlike any of those found in other parts of the Gospel of Mark or in the other Gospels. It is a two-stage miracle. The man is healed, yes, and first of all, he has partial vision. He sees men like trees walking. And then, after Jesus lays hands on him a second time, the man sees clearly. He sees partially, and then he sees clearly. What is the purpose of this twofold miracle, this two-stage miracle? Well, the context gives us a hint. The context tells us, really, why this two-stage miracle was conducted by Jesus. It's rather an object lesson, as we will see. In the context before the miracle, we find, first of all, in verses 1 through 10 in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, the feeding of the 4,000. This was an extraordinary miracle. And then in verses 11, 12, and 13, the Pharisees come out and seek a sign from Jesus. Apparently, the feeding of the 4,000 was not a sufficient sign for the Pharisees. They were looking to Jesus to test him. They were willfully ignorant of the signs and willfully opposed to the signs that Jesus had already performed. But what about the disciples? When Jesus departs from the area where he fed the 4,000, he and the disciples get into a boat and cross the Sea of Galilee. We pick up the story then in verse 14. "And they had forgotten to take bread and did not have more than one loaf in the boat with them. And he was giving orders to them, saying, 'Watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod.'" Jesus was warning the disciples to take care lest they too be willfully ignorant of the truth of God found in him. And so the warning, although they should have heard it, was bypassed by the disciples. They were more concerned about the fact that they did not bring bread with them in the boat. Verse 16, "And they began to discuss with one another the fact that they had no bread." Wow! Did they not understand who was in the boat with them? Did they not see Jesus multiply the loaves and feed the 4,000? Did they not understand that he was indeed the Messiah, the Son of the Living God, the manufacturer of bread, and that the manufacturer of bread was with them in the boat? Apparently not. Verse 16 again, "They began to discuss with one another the fact that they had no bread. And Jesus, aware of this, said to them, 'Why do you discuss the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet see or understand? Do you have a hardened heart? Having eyes, do you not see? Having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many baskets full of broken pieces you picked up? And they said to him, 12. When I broke the 7 for the 4,000, how many large baskets full of broken pieces did you pick up? And they said to him, 7. And he was saying to them, do you not yet understand? Apparently not. They were blind. They were blind. Just like the blind man they were about to meet in Bethsaida. The next little pericope, the next little piece of scripture Mark gives us is the story of this twofold miracle. Jesus spits on his eyes and lays hands on him and prays for him, and he has partial vision. He lays hands on him a second time, and he sees clearly. The twofold miracle. This is an object lesson for the disciples who do not yet see and do not yet understand. The beginning of the Gospel of Mark, chapters 1 through 8, are primarily setting forth the subject of who Jesus is, that he is the Son of God. The demons know who he is. The demons recognize him as the Son of God. But it appears that the disciples do not yet see who he is. Now, the miracle of healing the blind man in 2 stages. An object lesson. Let's look at the context after the miracle. There are 2 pieces to see. First, Peter gains partial vision. He confesses Jesus Christ to be the Messiah. Look at the verses after the miracle. Verse 27. Jesus went out along with his disciples to the village of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he questioned his disciples, saying to them, who do people say that I am? They told him, saying, John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, and others one of the prophets. And he continued to question them, but who do you say that I am? Peter answered and said to him, you are the Christ. In the Gospel of Matthew it says, Peter's confession was, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Yes, Peter now understands and sees who Jesus is. But now let's go on to the next phase of Jesus' work with the disciples. What does Jesus have to say? Verse 31, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he was stating the matter plainly. Jesus now begins to state plainly the reason for his coming. He begins to lay out for the disciples his work, his mission to go to the cross, to die for the sins of his people, and to rise again. Notice Peter's reaction. Verse 32, and he was stating the matter plainly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Peter, do you not yet see? Do you not yet understand? Do you only have partial vision? Are you like the blind man who saw men as trees walking? Do you only see partially? It is inconceivable that if Peter would have full vision, that he would take Jesus aside and rebuke the one whom he just confessed to be the very Son of God. Why would you take the Son of God by the scruff of the neck and rebuke him for speaking about the work that he would accomplish? No, Peter, you have only partial vision. And think about the miracle of the healing of the blind man in two stages. Why did Jesus heal the blind man in two stages? To show the disciples that it was not sufficient for them to have only partial vision. They must have full vision. They must see and trust Jesus Christ as the Son of God and as the one who came to die on the cross to pay the penalty due to their sins. This is God's purpose in the book of Mark. And I have it here at the bottom of the outline. God wants you to have full vision, not partial vision, but full vision. He wants you to see and trust who Jesus is and what he came to do. There are many in the world today in the Church of Jesus Christ who say, oh yes, I believe in Jesus. I believe that he lived in this world, but I don't accept that atonement thing. I don't accept the fact of the wrath of God being poured out on Christ to pay the penalty for my sins. I don't accept that. Oh yes, I can see this Jesus in the Gospels. But these people have only partial vision. Do not be like them. See Jesus for who he is and trust him for what he came to do. This is God's purpose for you in the little book of the Gospel of Mark. Thanks for listening.